Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones Homes, the Hunter's Centre of Style.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M.
Hello.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Thank you.
And all you...
Save me asking.
Novocastrians, 20,000 plus, that went to McDonald Jones Stadium last night to watch the Matildas. What a game.
Great game.
We watched it on Channel 10. Brilliant. Did you see any of it?
No.
No? Rising?
I watched the whole thing.
I know. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean... Yes.
And it was like, I almost gave up. 85 minutes, I sort of went and kind of started to get ready for bed, and I missed the goal. I watched the whole thing and I missed the Australian goal.
See, that's the problem I have with soccer.
Yep.
That's, you know, it drives me, I can't.
I was almost angry that they scored, Steve.
I know. I want to yell and support them, and I get mad.
Yep.
What makes you mad?
I need points.
Yes.
I need points, right. Tanya. I get it, but I need points.
Oh, well. You wouldn't have got your joy then last night because it was only two, but they were brilliant goals.
Yeah, good goals.
And I don't know, it was just so great to see that sort of crowd.
In that weather.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. That was great, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
fantastic.
I hope, you know, that builds as well for the female rugby league.
Yeah.
You know, with the Knights having teams, yep. And that's built. And I guess what we're doing, what I'm trying to say is, we looked at the Matildas last night as a 10-year down the track, maybe 5 years. I don't know when.
Yeah.
But isn't it great?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You know, they're getting sell-out crowds at McDonald Jones Stadium.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. You know, that sort of thing. How? Yeah, very exciting.
There was
very
a
good.
We were out for dinner just around the corner in Beaumont Street last night. There was a bunch of lads heading over.
Yeah.
And they'd never been to a Matildas before. There's about 12 of them.
Yep.
And they were young guys.
Yeah.
Excited. And I was just so joyed
to
see, good on you guys.
And that's my point. That's exactly my point, how it's become a normal, great thing to go and see.
Yeah.
That age group.
Absolutely. Yep.
Whereas the older age group's trying to go, no, it's really good. You should check it out.
Yeah,
so it's a future.
Yeah.
Yep. A big future ahead for women's sport in that area.
I tell you who I saw on TV. You would have seen her a lot too, Risey. The head of the Matildas. What do they call them?
The Scottish girl.
Yeah, the Scottish girl that JR spoke to yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw her on the TV.
She was on all the time.
All the time banging a drum. It was just such a great atmosphere. Look. Anyway.
It's on the TV.
Look,
it's on the TV, everyone.
Everyone, look.
It's on the
TV.
Steve, look, here's the goal. No, that's not the goal. Almost the goal. Hit the post.
Look, everyone. It's on our TV in the studio.
Woohoo. Anyway.
Great game. And, one all draw against the world champs. Pretty good.
Come back, Matildas, anytime.
Exactly.
Score a couple more goals. I've seen it. It's pretty wide.
Not that hard.
Kick a ball in there.
And it does show, we should be getting so many. Yeah. I know we're starting to get lots of games, but we should be getting world-class international games, shouldn't we? McDonald Jones Stadium.
Definitely.
Yep.
Good stuff.
All right. We're away for a Wednesday. It's the first day of summer. On the line.
First day of summer.
Exactly. And first day of the true Christmas season.
Yes.
Which brings me to an article I was reading online that this year more than ever before, psychologists are suggesting that we need to really immerse ourselves in anything festive so that it's going to be great for our mental health.
Yeah.
I think, you know, everyone's feeling it. We're all tired. We're all dragging ourselves to the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
So... they put it in terms of the best part of going out is often getting ready. You know, that excitement, might have a little drink while I'm getting ready, put my favourite music on.
Is that more female than male, though?
Is it?
I'm busy getting them on so I can get to the pub.
Oh, no, yeah, I love the whole
getting ready, I reckon, is a bit more.
Music on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying they liken Christmas to that.
Right.
So you spend the next 24 days...
Yeah.
Being excited,
getting ready. Oh, absolutely. The day sucks.
The day does suck.
It's a big
often.
It's a big come down.
It's a big letdown.
It's a big come down. Well, I feel for the host if you're having a big family thing. My sister, who always hosts.
Yeah.
She just doesn't look like she's having a good time at all.
Yeah.
In Queensland, you know, hot food, sweat coming everywhere. Yeah. Grab, the prawns. Where are they? And it's like, you're not having a good time.
Yeah, I must say, I've hosted for probably... all of my adult life.
Yeah.
From the age
of
20.
Yeah.
And it does get stressful.
Of course.
I'd love to go to someone's house, but I don't have siblings.
Well, someone's house, or, and I said to Sue, I've said it to her a couple of times now, go out and have one of those Christmas.
I know. You'd think I'd be really disappointed at a restaurant. It's just not the same.
Yeah, you're not cleaning up, you're not preying, you're just going in, enjoying your meal and having conversations with the people you love.
Yeah, I know, but I love the games.
What games?
We play games while we're getting ready.
That's probably why you're finding it, isn't it? No one else will invite you anywhere, too. What game?
Oh, just all sorts. Last year it was, there's the jelly beans that are disgusting flavours.
Oh, yes.
You know, things like that.
Okay.
Mum still doesn't. She thinks vomit. The jelly beans, beautiful.
Yeah.
What's her problem?
Yeah.
So all those sort of things.
See, I could sit next to Evie and go, these are all right, aren't they? And everyone else go, tastes like grass. I like it. I was the same as Evie.
Really?
I'd get a couple of what everyone thought was foul, and I'd go, that's all right. What's wrong with that?
Well, okay, there must be something wrong with some people like you and her. Why is that?
Or you and everyone else and Evie and I are okay. I don't like the way you went there. How the hell did we get from 1st of December to spew jelly beans? I don't know. But that's the show, gang.
Oh, that is the show.
I'll have to look at that. Games. Okay.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
The getting ready part.
Yeah.
That getting ready part is definitely female.
Is it?
100%. Rise it back me. Come on.
100%. It takes me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
really?
I'm ready. I'm out the door. Yeah. And then I'll love waiting to go out. Like, I'll be like, I'm ready.
You don't put your makeup on to your favourite song?
There you are. There you are. See what I mean? It's just like, where are you going? Get me there.
Yep. I'm a bit sad, definitely.
Hey, Steve, there's a story going around, and it's about an Aussie bride who's considering putting all her unvaccinated guests at the one table at the wedding.
Ah.
But it kind of made me think about Christmas and whether family members, you might have some unvaccinated family coming.
Oh, great. That'll bring on some lovely arguments at the table, won't it? Won't that be fun?
It will, won't it?
Could you imagine after the years we've had, if your Christmas dinner ends up into a bloody COVID fight? It'd almost wrap up the year, wouldn't it?
About the vaccine and the unvaccinated.
Uncle Brian went home. He said, I don't believe in vaccinations, and we all jumped on him. And
Well, there could be some rather large families that might make the unvaccinated sit outside.
Possibly.
Imagine that.
Front lawn, not even back lawn.
Yeah, with big hats.
Yeah.
I'm unvaccinated.
Well, they can't
like
be.
A dunce hat.
You can't trust them to sit at the kiddies' table.
No. Oh, my God. I didn't actually think of that, like families coming together, because there will be some strong views.
Well, yeah. You do see it. Even talking with friends, you know, it depends on where you're at with it all. But you talk to friends like, oh, yeah, we ended up in this huge blue.
Yeah.
Golfing mates, I know.
Yeah.
Ended up in a massive blue. They all went home. Well, They've been playing golf for 20 years.
Well, that's... And so you're more likely to be a bit more free-flowing with family members after a few little libations.
Yeah. Drinks, kiddies.
Yeah, that's drinks.
Alcoholic drinks, kiddies.
A couple of drinks,
But that's what'll happen, you know?
Giving me a good idea. I might get a QR code on the door and make everyone check their green tick. You got the green tick there as well, mate? Before they come in. We're having Christmas lunch at our house.
Good point, Ryan.
Yeah.
And you do have a rather large-ish family, so...
Yep.
I reckon. Look, there's a house we went by the other day. They've got a QR code, one of those printed sheets on the outside of the house.
Oh, okay.
They do. And Mike and I, we were walking and we're standing there going, well, it doesn't look like a brothel. So it looks like a suburban family home. Why would they have a QR code?
I don't know.
But it really is. It's like in Mum and Dadville.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's not like
just
an inner city, where there could be a bit of a massage, like or a treatment, holistic or whatever. You know, I'm trying to be... Maybe they got a business, but this was not a business area.
QR code on the home.
QR code printed on the front door.
Drive past Risey's house. I'm not surprised he hasn't got one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my brother's got one at the back, but he's got a business as well there, so he has to have. But
different.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think. Yeah, it wouldn't be a business.
No,
that's
definitely
strange.
Wasn't a business.
You know, if I was an anti-vaxxer, which I'm not, I'm double vaxxed in case anyone doesn't know, but if I was an anti-vaxxer, you know what I'd do this Christmas? They'd be going, you can sit out the back there. No, yeah, good. I'm the only one that's got the vax for the new one. And everyone else is sitting there with Moderna and AZ and going, oh, bugger.
Head of the game.
Oh, hang on. I always thought funerals absurd in the sense, T, that all the good things are said about you and you're not in the room.
Yeah, that's so true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And things deeply said by friends that were never told to your face.
Mm.
Strangely enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm the other day. It's a show. And, this guy, who actually plays himself in it, and he's the voice of the dad in Finding Nemo. Mel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he's decided he's not well, but he's going to have a memorial. So he's asked all his friends. He's going to, like, come to his house. He's obviously in a mansion. They have the memorial downstairs, and he's going to watch it in his room in the TV.
So it's a living memorial.
Literally.
Yeah.
And as much as that sounds so conceited, maybe, or narcissistic, or whatever it is, how good is it to see the people you love express how they feel about you?
Yeah.
Before you die.
Yeah.
I did think it was great. And then I went on to talk about it over the weekend. And a couple of mates said that they actually went to one. Not a memorial. It was more of a get-together.
Yeah.
Dying of cancer. Wasn't well.
Yeah.
And got together. And it was about, you know, take 30 of them just in a room. And they said they had the best time.
Mm.
And I thought, we don't do that enough, do we?
No. It's
a weird thing that we do it when you're gone.
Mm.
And I think we should be encouraging it far more to do it when we're alive.
Well, I
so
agree.
Off you go, Tanya and Rosie.
Steve, he was a good bloke.
Off you go. Oh, I hate to put you on the spot.
I wonder whether the emotion is the same when someone is living. Like, if you're
I understand what you're saying.
I'm just trying to put myself in the headspace of saying things about you when you're there as opposed to saying things about you when you're not there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but hence the reason he didn't want to be sitting there. He wanted to be upstairs in a bedroom watching it on TV so you didn't feel you were talking to him, even though you were.
Yeah.
So he was aware of that too. He said, I'll take myself out of the room.
Yep.
I will be watching. Not that, you know, you could kind of forget he was watching or whatever. I just think it's a concept that we're so used to, again, like the way our lives are changing all the time. Maybe it's something we should look more at, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Getting together because with people that aren't well and just saying, hey, this is what you mean to me. Not...
I when love it's too that late. Idea. Yeah.
Not nursing them to death, for want of a better term. Yeah. I know that sounds horrible, but I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm sure there are some people that do take the opportunity, you know, particularly when someone has been diagnosed that the end of life is coming.
Absolutely.
They would take the opportunity to tell them how they feel. But it's usually closer people that are nursing you, I'd imagine.
That's what I'm saying.
And not the extended friends
not
or family.
Not the extended, or even more to the point, when you bring it up, people regard it as morbid.
Yeah.
No, it's just, look, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's really happening.
Yeah.
We can't wish it away. But I think that's one of the worst, the hardest parts of getting something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't just sit there and you know, celebrate that he's dying.
No, I know.
Or that she's dying. It's not celebrating, it's trying to let them know before they go.
Sure. How much they meant to you.
What their deal on the planet was.
Yeah. Love that.
I know there's probably not going to be many, but there may be one or two. Have you ever done that? Has that been a thing in your world? Because there are different cultures that treat death differently.
True.
So curious to know if there's anyone listening. Have you had the opportunity to have a living memorial for someone?
133353. That's our phone number. 133353. We'd love
to talk to you. Be surprised because it would be a very small pool, but
I
never know.
I'm going to trick yous.
Right.
Well, fake my death.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, is that what Tanya thought about me? And then I'll go, I'll be here, T.
A year later as well, I'll be ringing Tanya going, Tanya, Steve's still alive, eh? 2 years later, Tanya, Steve's still going. Yeah, what's happening here?
And then you'll run into me in the street. Hello, Tanya. What are you doing here? And thank you for that beautiful speech at my funeral.
Yeah, and they're the hardest things in the world. I know when David was dying, you know, and, like, no one knew, apart from you guys. Like, it was a very, very personal death.
Of course.
But we had 6 months to plan for that, and he would make me sit in front of him and tell him what I was writing in the speech for his funeral.
Well, think that one better than me. I'm writing yours. At least David gave you the idea of you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
With his approval, I'm just going to write it and say, read it per word. Don't ad lib a bit.
Word for word. Did you tell him, though? Like, did you say, oh, no,
we'd laugh about it. And I'd go, I'm going to, like, terrible things.
Yeah.
And he'd go, you can't do that. It has to be lovely.
But isn't that the great part? Isn't that, see, now, that's actually a fond memory in a tragic situation. But a fond memory.
Because there was no getting out of it. There was pancreatic cancer was going to get him.
Absolutely.
So we kind of made the most of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely do. Margaret.
How you going?
Hey, Margaret. You had a living memorial?
Yes, a fellow here, my next door neighbour, had one a fortnight ago this coming Saturday at the Stroud pub. Drinks and food he put on, and then he passed away last Saturday.
Oh, there you go. God. And you know, all he wanted to do was be with his friends and family, whatever it was. It's great, Margaret. I bet you it was a great day.
He had the night he wanted, and he planned when he wanted to have his funeral, which is Friday this week. You did it all.
There you go.
Oh, that's such a great story.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, you know, of course Thanks, we've Margaret, got to look at it on the way that not all of us know when we're going.
No, I know.
Hence the reason it's probably not done as often.
Of course. Dee, you went to a living memorial?
Yes, I did, about 25 years ago for my uncle.
How many gathered around? Was it friends and family, just like a sort of a Christmas gathering, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, it was all the extended family, all the cousins, everybody pretty much turned up. My uncle was dying of bowel cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a way to say, it was a little bit awkward, but a way to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it's getting over that awkwardness of the morbidity of your is that a word?
Morbidity, yeah.
Thank you, Dee. Really appreciate the phone call.
What about you, Jeff? You went to a living memorial?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us.
Frank, one of our mates, found out he had terminal cancer. He wanted to see everybody before he went, so we went up to a bowling club. There was about probably 200 guys.
There you go.
Turned up and just sat around for the afternoon, part of the night, chatted away to him and had a few drinks. He wasn't allowed to drink or anything, but he sat there and had a good old chat with everybody, and then he passed away probably 2 months after that.
There you go. Oh, and I bet he was smiling all night.
Oh, he had a ball.
Yeah.
He had a there great time.
Yep.
That's great.
Thanks, Jeff.
There's just nothing morbid about it.
There's more than I thought, isn't
Same.
There? It's great.
True. Yeah,
great
it goes on. Yeah, for sure. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
It was your sister's you went to, Joe.
Oh, I didn't go to, but she had one. And it was she shared it on Facebook. She had pancreatic cancer as well.
Yeah.
And it was all her friends from when they were all young football wives and girlfriends all turned up at the hospice with champagne and
there you go.
Awards,
yeah,
and talk about their memories and all the fun times they had. So
that's lovely.
It meant a lot for all of them. They all said that it was so sad, but also so much fun and so much laughter at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. As we said, we haven't all got the benefit of knowing when we're going, but it's kind of like if you do it before they go.
Yeah, I relate to what Joe said. We had very fine champagne and gin, all David's favourite things, at the hospice with some friends one night.
Nice.
Just took over the room there, the little tea and coffee room, and it was a last hurrah because he was gone 2 days later.
True.
Jeez. So, But, it's a good idea.
Mm.
It's a good idea if, as you say, you have the heads up that it's happening.
Well, that's it.
And
the
person is comfortable.
Yeah.
I think I'd much rather that than a very sad funeral.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure.
Mm.
Anyway, Rosie, I've written yours.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Yours is just, you're just emceeing.
Oh, no. I'm telling everyone where the toilets are, where they can smoke. Great.
At my funeral, everybody, you're allowed to smoke indoors. And by the way, Rosie, there's 300 guest speakers.
I'll be busy then.
Can I prop you up in the corner?
Absolutely.
With a tray in your hand?
Absolutely, you can.
You can serve the champagne on the way
in. I will be, with like, welcome to my funeral. Big stuff, Steve.
Oh my God.
Hey,
Frosty.
Oh,
it's so nice to see you. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty.
Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey,
Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty.
Hey, Frosty. Hey,
Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey,
Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey,
Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. Hey, Frosty. I'll tell you to anything.
Well, you know the drill. Every time a Frosty walks through our door, you've got to phone us 133353.
Absolutely. And talk to Frosty and get a prize.
Not just a prize, a present, if you will.
Present. Sorry, Frosty, a present.
I've tightened it up today too, so it's going to be harder for you to pull.
Okay, because every day I get to pull Frosty's cracker. And
what a job.
Whatever comes out of it,
you get it. It's the best you'll ever take.
You're lucky, Frosty.
I want someone to look at my terms and conditions, but anyway.
When I turn in a minute, you'll see my terms and conditions.
Hello, Wayne.
Hi, how you going?
Very
G'day,
well.
G'day, Wayne.
Hey, Frosty, how are you?
Oh, I'll be good in a tick.
Okay, Wayne, I get to pull the cracker and let us see what you get.
Yeah. You're beauty. Good luck, Frosty.
Exploding. I should have warned you about that.
Wayne, you've got a Christmas ham from the butchery on Brunker, plus...
Oh, you beauty.
$300 to spend at the Lambton Park Hotel.
Oh, you beauty.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Frosty got on the terps at the Lambton Park Hotel a few months ago.
I know he did.
Because I'm so white, I went as a British tourist.
Did he test the barn?
Yes, well, good as gold there, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Give me that, mate.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
Wade, mate. What a great prize. Frosty present. Frosty's got 300 bucks to spend at the Lambton Park Hotel, Lambton's favourite local.
Yeah, I'll just clean you off a bit there. I'm sorry, Jake.
Thank you.
All right, Frosty.
That was like a big kebang.
Where's his music? I love to see him. Goodbye to him. Bye-bye. See you, Frosty. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Frosty. See you, mate. Oh, Steve. Back to the studio.
Good God, Tanya. What's that all over you?
I know. It's all the sparkles.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
You do miss a lot every time you go out of the studio when Frosty comes, Steve. Yep. It's insane.
He's got some really great prizes in his Santa sack this year.
He does.
He really does.
Probably shouldn't have used that word, but anyway. Hey, got to give credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. Saw this on our favourite listener, Jackie's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Right? She just wrote, what's a present you don't like getting? Meaning, of course, we can all do the, anything you get's a nice thought. Mm. I get that. So remove that.
Right.
Mm. All right. To their face you go, that's lovely, thank
you. Yeah.
But deep down. Yeah, and it's a really interesting question. I read on her page, and there was a lot of women saying they're not big on getting flowers. I was really shocked.
I'm shocked about that. Is this for Christmas?
Well, hers was in general. I thought we could talk Christmas, but presents in general.
Okay.
Because apart from flowers, which is romantic... Usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually.
I love them because they're an expense that you don't want to splash out on yourself.
Okay.
You wouldn't buy them for yourself, no. But you're happy to receive. Yeah.
So, anyway, I was just surprised by that.
Yeah.
Because even E.B. Nikki was talking about she's not a big flower person. But in general, presents, right? Now, my immediate thought goes to a hat. I know. Steve wears hats. Mm. Let's get him a hat.
Get him a hat.
But that's like me buying you a bra.
Yeah.
It's so particular.
It's creepy. Here you go, too. Here's a bra I picked up. Why is there leather and studs all over it, Steve?
Don't worry about that. Hey, I bet you it fits.
Just try it on.
Hey, how does Steve know my size? There you go.
Yeah, I understand, because it's very personal.
It's personal, but also the fit and everything.
Yeah.
And I know it's because it's an obvious one. Steve wears loads of baseball caps. Don't buy me a hat.
Yeah.
It'll never be the right one.
Rightio.
Okay, and the other thing I don't like, or it's like, oh, gee, wow. Salted peanuts in a Peter Brock Tirana ceramic car.
Thanks.
Bugger.
Take it back, Tina.
I will.
Take it back. Yeah.
No, I understand.
All $15.
Okay, how do you feel about this? Because I know this is my fallback present for my dad. This is my top-up present.
Okay.
Because I think he likes it. He may not. I've never really asked him.
Mm-hmm.
Car cleaning products.
Oh, my God. Oh, just go out to his house, go into the laundry and have a look under the tub. It's all there in a bucket.
I'm sure he loves it.
Well, he's out paying for his $5 to spray it at the... Yeah, look, so many guys get that.
Yeah.
I think this will boil down to a more a guy thing than a girl
Maybe.
Thing. Maybe. Because guys get the basics, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. You guys are harder to buy for.
Here's your chocolate-coated sultanas and a Peter Brock ceramic car.
Yep.
Like, you know me, I can happily accept a candle off anybody, and I never get tired of that.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And you would too.
I'm same. Yeah, yeah, anything that'll take the dog stink out of my house, I'm for.
So we want to hear from you. Yeah. We'll put you in the 10K Christmas present draw.
Yep.
What is the one present that you just hate getting?
It's like, oh, and you go, oh, thanks, but you just, oh, really? I've got loads of socks.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Your least favourite present, 133353. Everyone we speak to on air goes in the draw for the ultimate present, Tanner and C's 10K Christmas.
I used to get tins of powder off my nana.
Tins of what?
Powder.
What sort of powder?
Like just, I don't know, powder that you powder yourself with. And I've never used powder in my life.
Oh, well, maybe, talcum powder.
Talcum powder.
Okay, that's what we're going now. Go now.
That's expensive.
But it's not cheap.
No.
Okay, so talcum powder and that kind of thing.
And I hated it at the time, but geez, I'd love to be getting one now.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I usually get overloaded with links. Yeah. So, there's only so many days I want to smell like Africa.
Give us a call. 133353. We'll take your calls after the advert. Am I getting put on the spot here?
Yes, because you're always afraid you're going to upset somebody.
Surfboard wax.
No, I love getting surfboard wax because I can never find, I'm always like, oh, where's my wax, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I can tell you the worst present I've ever got
AVO.
For Christmas. Give us a call. Wonderful.
Risey.
It's going to be a lunchbox.
I'm sorry, Tanya. Let Risey answer.
All right.
Lunchbox and an AVO was inside.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and book your spot at the Hunters Centre of Style event this weekend. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
And we're asking you the worst present of all time, that the prezi that you hate to receive.
What's yours, Deb?
Good morning, guys. It has to be anything for the house. I want something for me, not the house, like a vacuum cleaner or a dustbuster. They need to clean up their mess anyway.
I must say, Debbie, not unlike the car cleaning gear Tanya gives Glenn.
or the vacuum to clean the dustbuster out of the car.
That's true.
Thanks, Deb.
How many have you given Glenn?
Every year.
Oh, God. Hello, Di.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Di. What is it you hate getting?
I hate those cheap tins of shortbread biscuits, you know, the ones covered in sugar.
Yes!
I love shortbread, but those, they're just horrible.
Yep. Know the ones you mean, Di.
The round tin ones, is that the one?
Yes.
Yep, all right.
Being a diabetic, Di, I open the lid on that and actually have a little bit of a fit.
Just looking at it.
Di, you're in the draw for our 10K Christmas, $10,000 worth of Christmas presents.
Emma, what do you hate getting?
Cheap jewellery.
Only the real deal for you, hey, Em?
No, I don't think I like receiving any jewellery off just, you know, aunts and things buying just really cheap jewellery, and I never wear it. It just sits in a box.
Ah.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah?
I do. I feel awful because I've got a couple of things off exactly what you just said, Emma, and I feel bad to get rid of it, but I'd never wear it.
Tanya,
it's what?
I threw 9 tennis balls at a moving duck to win you that bracelet.
Thanks, Emma. You're in the draw for the prezzies.
Got that beautiful bracelet from the show. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you hate getting?
I probably hate flowers and tin biscuits.
Yeah.
Tin biscuits is popular.
Yeah, it is.
Flowers, what's your flower reason?
I just think they're so expensive and then they die.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't like it. You spend $100 on flowers and then they die. And they smell when they're dying.
They change the water.
It's so true.
Yes. Yeah, and being a preschool teacher, we used to get so many tins of those biscuits, the shortbread biscuits.
Thank you.
So no biggies. Gee, the poor biscuits are getting a painting, aren't they?
I think it's about time it was talked about.
Exactly.
Michelle, what do you hate getting?
I hate getting bath bombs because I get so many every year.
Yeah.
Are you a teacher too?
Pardon?
Are you a teacher as well?
No, I'm not a teacher.
Okay.
But they do build up, don't they, Michelle? You end up with a drawer full you've never used.
They do. I've got baskets full. Can we on-gift them?
What was that?
Can we on-gift them?
Yeah.
Adamstown Markets, mate. $5 pop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, Michelle.
Oh, that's made me happy, re-tin biscuits.
Yeah. Didn't know there was such hatred for them.
It's about time it got out there.
It's Tanya and Steve. Newcastle's Triple M.